blocked by Pals and pulled down underneath by Zarrison. Zarrison now the outlet pass in the backcourt. They get it ahead to Kelly Utz. Utz now will bring it over the timeline. Gets it ahead now to Jamerson. Jamerson underneath. Got the shot to Colclaser who put it up no good. The rebound came back out. Was put up again by Zarrison no good. And this time it went to Jamerson again, and she puts it up and through. She has six, and it's 10-4 in favor of Effingham. And Evan Massey has seen enough. He's going to take a 30-second timeout.
Streaks are giving away too many offensive rebounds right now. They have 11 rebounds for Effingham already, only two for the Silver Streaks. And of those 11 rebounds, six of them are on the offensive end. Streaks just need to get in better position, both in terms of rebounding and defensively as well. They're doing a lot of chasing right now and a lot of reaching as Effingham is doing some driving past them.
They have been out-rebounding other teams that they've been playing, especially with offensive rebounds. But as you say, Brad, it's been all Effingham on the boards today, especially on the offensive boards. Galesburg's got to get a defensive rebound. It'll be Silver Streaks ball right here in front of us. It'll be Jamie Johnson throwing it into Ty Peachy. Now one dribble, right side Megan Young. Young for the Streaks. Galesburg trails 10-4. We have 3 minutes to go here, first quarter. Here's Howard with a three-pointer, top of the key, and it's good. Boy, that'll get you well quickly as Jessica Howard hits the three. Now the steal by Howard. She'll put the three up from the corner, no good. The rebound, Peachy. Now Johnson will take the three left side, no good. The rebound's going to be on the floor, and Peachy's down there going to get a jump ball. Oh, Galesburg comes out after the timeout, Brad, and they're all over Effingham.
Well, no doubt about what was being said in the timeout over there. In terms of more aggressive play by the Silver Streaks going for the rebound, they finally get their first offensive rebound there.
It'll be Effingham's ball on the alternating possession. It'll be triggered inbound by Zarrison. Zarrison gets the ball in the backcourt to Colclaser. Colclaser now got the ball back to Zarrison. They wanted to travel, but no whistle. Now ahead to Jamerson. Jamerson drives inside, but she's going to be fouled by Peachy, who came in. That's a good foul to prevent that easy basket. Ty Peachy's first fourth team foul. They're going to say it was on the floor, so it'll be Effingham's ball underneath their own basket. Colclaser is going to trigger it in now for the Lady Hearts. Comes in the paint. Here's the shot up. No good by Zarrison. The ball comes back to Effingham. Now the baseline jumper. No good by Colclaser. The ball goes into the corner. Going to be picked up by Effingham again. And Jamerson, she throws it out of bounds, but they say it went off a Streak player. And Effingham's going to have it. They continue to get multiple shots, Brad.
Give me the rebound here, total. As soon as I can add them all up.
I don't know how you do it. Now Colclaser on the drive on the baseline. Tried to get it underneath. Did get it to Courtney Utz, Kelly Utz's sister. Now the ball is going to go off of her out of bounds, and Galesburg will get it on the turnover.
Well, the good news is Effingham is still having some trouble handling the ball, certainly in the half court, doing better job on the break, but that's six turnovers now on the Flaming Hearts.
Galesburg brings in a new five. It's Bailey Boyer along with Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins along with Jessica Lieber. Now the ball's going to be stolen at center court, knocked away from Bailey Boyer and stolen back by Lieber. Lieber now got hit. Ball goes into the corner, and she tried to save it out of bounds. Boy, it looked like a foul there, but no whistle.
15 rebounds for Effingham already. We haven't even played 6 minutes yet. Only three rebounds for the Silver Streaks.
10-7 our score. 2:19 to go first quarter. Galesburg trails by three in this one. Bounce pass comes into the backcourt to Colclaser. She's double-teamed. Got it to Kelly Utz. Now ahead to Zarrison. Zarrison comes down. She'll put it up no good. We're going to get an on-the-back call here against Haley Jamerson. She was on the back of one of the Streaks trying for the rebound. Her first. It'll be the third team foul against Effingham. And so Galesburg will have it. It'll be Sadie Hamilton, and now Effingham is going to put up the backcourt pressure as Hamilton gets it into Boyer. Ahead now to Klink. Klink now back to Hamilton. Let's see how Galesburg does against the press. Over the timeline, Bailey Boyer, but she's going to be called for the travel. Boy, they get it into the front court, and then Boyer travels with it.
Streaks have now turned it over on three straight possessions, and they have five turnovers on the game. Seven for Effingham.
Tatiana Colclaser will trigger it in right in front of us here at center court. We're on the north side of the court here at Lance Arena. She comes in the backcourt to Zarrison. Zarrison now on the dribble, right side to Kelly Utz. Utz now wanted to take the shot, instead dishes to Jamerson. She'll take the three from the corner, and it's good. A big first quarter for Haley Jamerson. She has 3, 5, 7 points, make it 9 points in the quarter. Now the streaks come back on. Emma Junk is going to take a shot. We're going to get a foul here called against Effingham. This is going to be against Sam Zarrison, her first fourth team foul, and it'll send Emma Junk, a 5'9 sophomore, to the line. She'll shoot two. First on the way, and it's going to roll around and drop through. Shooter's roll.
Give the Streaks a lot of credit. They didn't waste any time after the three-pointer. Got it up court quickly, and Emma gets a chance at a couple of free throws.
One more free throw for the 5'9 sophomore, Emma Junk. Here it is, and it's good. 13-9. Effingham leads it by four. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Now tipped away by Johnson in the backcourt and stolen by Peachy. Galesburg gets it back on the press. Here come the Streaks now. Howard has it right side. Up top, Johnson. Wide open three is partially blocked as Earlywine was able to get there just at the last second and block the shot. You know, Sam Zarrison over the timeline. Gets it to Kelly Utz. Utz now in the paint to Earlywine. She'll put it up inside, and it's good. Carly Earlywine's first of the game makes it 15-9 in favor of Effingham. Back comes Peachy. Peachy now at the foul line. Got it back out to Johnson. Not a Junk. Right side to Rainey Sibley. Sibley had her pass blocked, but Howard picks it up at center court. Left side now to Johnson. Johnson on the drive. She'll go right to the paint, puts it off the glass and through. Jamie Johnson's first of the game. Brings the Streaks to within four. With 55 seconds to go first quarter, it's 15-11 Effingham. Over the timeline, now to Colclaser. Colclaser's going to take the two-pointer from just inside the three-point line. No good. The rebound, Kelly Utz, but we're going to get a foul, I think, on Sibley. No, it's going to be against Peachy. Peachy's second, that's the fifth team foul.
Streaks have had so much more success offensively in this first quarter, driving to the basket. Mickey Rodriguez had a nice play earlier. Jamie Johnson gets good penetration there. Need to focus a little bit more on that right now, I think, to get back into this game.
Ball comes in, Effingham in the front court now. Here the baseline drive by Zarrison all the way to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Outlet pass to Boyer. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Bailey Boyer all the way down. Dishes off to Howard right side. Jessica now with the drive. Back out to Hamilton. She'll fake the three. Drives the hoop all the way to the basket, puts it up and through. You called it, Brad. Sadie Hamilton with the drive to the basket makes it 15-13. The Streaks trail by two. 18 seconds to go first quarter. And now we're going to get a jump ball as Jessica Howard is able to tie up Carly Earlywine in the backcourt. It'll be Galesburg's ball with 16 seconds to go first quarter. Streaks with a chance to tie or take the lead.
Might have been a little fortunate on that one. Jessica wasn't in front of her. She was coming around from the backside trying to poke that one away when she tied her up.
Boyer now throws it in, gets it to Howard, but Howard's shot is blocked by Colclaser, and it's picked up now by Utz. Utz in the backcourt with 10 seconds to go first quarter. Ahead now to Jamerson. Jamerson now to Utz, now to Colclaser. Colclaser right side. Goes into the paint. Here's the shot up, partially blocked as Totten tried to get the shot up, and Young was there to block it, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Effingham 15, Galesburg 13. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no time more fitting to say thank you and to wish you a happy holiday and a new year full of health, happiness, and prosperity than right now. This is Andy Fleischer of Crop Production Services. Gary, Dustin, Kevin, Kurt, Samantha, and myself have enjoyed working with you this year and look forward to 2011. Wishing you a happy holiday season from all of us at CPS.
Happy holidays from CPS.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Carly Earlywine will trigger it in for Effingham to start the second quarter. Comes into Bailey Pals. Pals now on the dribble right side. Pals double teamed as the ball tipped away, and we're going to get a foul called, I think, against Howard. It is Jessica Howard's second. Watch out there. Sixth team foul.
9 turnovers in the first quarter for Effingham, 5 for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg, 4 of 14 shooting in the first period, only 29%.
Here's the ball triggered in now to to Kelly Utz, and it's knocked away. The leading scorer is Haley Jamerson. She has 9 points for the Lady Hearts. Comes in now to Utz. Utz between the circles. Right side, Kolkleiser. Kolkleiser with the 3-point shot, no good. The rebound, Jamie Johnson, who crashed the boards. That time for Galesburg. Here come the Streaks left to right. Peachy into the front court. She'll hold up right side. Comes back out now to Johnson. Back to Ty Peachy. Left side, Howard. Howard's 3-point shot is going to be blocked by Utz. Picked up by Effingham. Oh, Howard's got to jump a little bit on that shot, as Utz is probably shorter than she is, and now Peachy is going to throw the shoulder into Kelly Utz at center court, and Ty Peachy has just picked up her third foul. That's a 17th foul against the Silver Streaks.
Streaks do need to catch and shoot much more quickly. That's twice that Jessica Howard's shot has been blocked. Jessica Lieber had a shot blocked down here in the corner. Jamie Johnson was blocked at the top of the circle. Need to get the release off more quickly, because there have just been too much good defensive response from Effingham here.
Kelly Utz with the one and bonus now at the free throw line. As Peachy has gone out, she misses the free throw. Rebound, Megan Young. Paige Klink now brings it up left side as Peachy's gone out. Now to Johnson, to Megan Young. Young up top, right side, Mickey Rodriguez. Rodriguez spins away from Kolkleiser. Now gets it to Howard. Howard guarded by Kelly Utz. Now comes back up top to Johnson. Now to Klink. Back to Johnson. Johnson high left side, looking, and we're going to get a whistle here, and we're going to get a foul on Galesburg.
On Jessica Howard.
No, it's Megan Young.
That's a break.
Young's first. That's the 8th team foul against the Silver Streaks. Boy, Galesburg getting in a little bit of foul trouble. Not the same kind of officiating we saw at Maine South, where they let everything go. Seeing a little bit more, especially away from the action. We've had 2 calls like that in this game. Effingham beats the press easily this time. They gets it down to Earlywine. She'll put it up, no good. Rebound underneath, Sadie Hamilton. Oh, she beat 2 Effingham girls for the ball and then tried to get the outlet pass out to Boyer, but it went off of Kelly Utz of Effingham's foot, and so Galesburg will control. Now the Streaks are going to get some pressure in the backcourt. Hamilton now gets it ahead to Rainey Sibley. Now to Hamilton. Hamilton now the dribble. She'll spin away, come over the timeline. She's double-teamed as she comes into the front court. Now Sadie fakes the 3. She's going to drive, cans it off underneath, and gets it to Myra Diggins, and Diggins puts it up and through. Great feed from Hamilton to Diggins. Now Sibley knocks it away on the inbounds pass and was able to get that ball to go off of Kelly Utz, and Galesburg's going to control. They've tied it up at 15 with 6:32 to go here in the second quarter. It comes into Boyer. Galesburg with a chance to take the lead. Left side, Diggins. Now gets it out to Hamilton. Not a Boyer. Backdoor pass, Diggins. She'll put it up and through. Oh, Myra Diggins has come in and made a huge difference in this game. Now tipped away again and picked up by Diggins to Boyer. Galesburg gets it back. Here's Lieber with the 3. Partially blocked by Utz. Back out, and we're going to get a foul on Effingham. Whoa.
Penetration by the Silver Streaks again. Sadie Hamilton drives the lane, dumps it off to Myra Diggins. Next possession down, they find Myra in the low blocks in good position. The low post play is keeping the Silver Streaks in this game right now. They are only 1 of 11 from 3-point range.
The foul was on Kelly Utz, her first 15 foul. Galesburg will inbound the ball. Klink now looking, gets it into Megan Young. Young thought about the 3, now goes on the drive back out to Howard. She will take the 3-pointer, no good. Rebound though, Johnson. Johnson for the Streaks, tried to get it up, and she's going to get fouled. There's an offensive rebound, Brad.
Few and far between, but again, low post play is turning this game around for the Silver Streaks now, who have their first lead since they were up 4-2 in the first quarter.
Carly Earlywine, the Effingham foul, her second. That's a 6th team foul, and Johnson puts it down.
Good free throw shooting for the Silver Streaks in the game, too. They've made all 5 of their attempts so far.
We're going to get a timeout on the floor called by Effingham. It's a 30-second timeout. Chance for you to give us some stats.
Well, we talked about Silver Streaks shooting only 29% in the first quarter. Effingham wasn't much better at 6 for 17, only 35%. Only 1 of 2 from 3-point range. But, again, the rebounds clearly the difference in the first quarter for the Flaming Hearts. Out-rebounding Galesburg 18-6.
Wow.
Starting to turn that around here a little bit in the second quarter, though.
Yeah, you know, both Johnson and Hamilton have crashed the boards for the Streaks, and I'm sure Coach Massey said something to him about it. And as you said, they've been driving the basket more and more since the three-point shot. They've been challenging the three-point shot, and they've been driving the basket more and more, the Streaks have. So Johnson, who made the first, will have one more. Galesburg leads it 18-15, and the second one is also good. Jamie Johnson with 4 points in the game. Let's see if they can get a turnover here. Comes into Cole Clazier in the backcourt. Cole Clazier ahead now to Zarrison. Zarrison down to Utz. Utz with a bounce pass underneath. Got it over to Jamerson. It was knocked out of bounds by Jessica Howard, and so it'll be Effingham's ball underneath their own basket.
Streaks on a 10-0 run now since late in the first quarter.
It'll be triggered in by Tatiana Coldclaser of Effingham. Comes underneath. Here's the shot up, no good, by Jamerson, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called.
No man's land for the Silver Streaks there.
Paige Klink, her first. That's the ninth team foul. We're going to get two free throws for Haley Jamerson. And she misses the free throw. She has 9 points in the game, all in the first quarter. She's two for three from the free throw line. Second one on the way, and this one she's going to make for her 10th point of the game. Makes it 19-16. Pressure in the backcourt, but Johnson gets it ahead to Rodriguez. Mickey on the left side, one dribble. Looks up top now, gets it to Paige Klink. Klink now dribbles around outside, getting pressure from Colclaser. Back to Johnson. Johnson now bumped out front by Earlywine. Now back on the right side to Paige Klink, who's guarded by Colclaser. Back up top to Howard, who fakes the three against Kelly Utz. Now a bounce pass out to Johnson. Let's see if Johnson will drive. She drives the foul line. Now she will drive inside. Into the paint, takes the shot, no good. Tipped out by Young. Now fought for and picked up by Rodriguez. Galesburg lost it for a second, then got it back. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Haley Jamerson, and Galesburg is going to control in the front court. We're going to have Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Bailey Boyer, along with Jessica Lieber and Emma Junk into the game for the Streaks. Left side Sibley now. Boy, Diggins was so effective when she was in before. Here's a three-pointer by Lieber, no good. Rebound's going to be saved inbounds by Diggins. Ball's going to be picked up, though, by Effingham. Now Utz, the outlet pass to Colclaser. Here come the Lady Hearts right to left. Ahead now to Jamerson, and Jamerson, with the baseline drive, traveled with the ball, and Galesburg will get it on the turnover.
Effingham in a bit of a scoring drought right now. We're just past the five-minute mark of the second quarter, still looking for their first basket since they were up 15-9 in the first quarter. They've scored only 1 point at the free throw line.
Head to Lieber, wide open three-pointer right side. It's going to be short. The rebound controlled by Haley Jamerson. Jamerson now gets it out to Zarrison. Zarrison now ahead now to Colclaser. Wide open three right side for her, no good. The rebound controlled by Lieber of the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Bailey Boyer in front of us. Spins away from three players. Now to Diggins. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound in the lane fought for. Picked up and put back up by Lieber, no good. And now fought for in a jump ball. Oh, Jessica Lieber. All over the offensive boards that time. She got the offensive rebound, then came down with it, put it back up again, and then was tied up when she came down with it on the alternating possession as we have a held ball. It's going to be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. It'll be triggered in by Klink. She comes into Howard. Back to Klink. Klink on the right side. She'll take the three-pointer short. The rebound in the lane is going to be pulled off by Sam Zarrison of Effingham. Now Zarrison gets it ahead. This is Jamerson. Jamerson on the drive against Howard, and Howard bumps into her. And a foul on Jessica Howard. That'll be her third.
Streaks continue to shoot very poorly from the outside. They are 0 for 7 in the second quarter, 1 for 16 for the game. And now three fouls on both Howard and Ty Peachy.
Jamerson makes the first. Howard goes out. Jessica Lieber comes back in. So it's Lieber, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, and Paige Klink. Second one by Jamerson around, and it's going to drop through. She gets the shooter's roll. Substitution for Effingham, Kelly Utz into the game. Haley Jamerson goes out. 19-18 our score. The Streaks lead it by one. We have 4:04 to go. Second quarter was 15-13 Effingham at the end of the first quarter. Junk now comes in for the streaks. Young goes out. Here comes Paige Klink, gets double-teamed in the backcourt to Johnson. Now ahead to Rodriguez. Rodriguez will take the three, left side, no good. Rebound's going to be picked up by Klink in the right corner. Klink gets pressure from Colclaser. Now the ball picked up by Effingham and saved. Here come the Lady Hearts. Colclaser all the way down court, full court drive, and she puts it up and through. Tatiana Colclaser, you got to stop the ball. Back comes Lieber, 20-19 Effingham. Now to Johnson. Johnson fakes it top of the key. Now Johnson to Klink. Back to Jamie. Jamie Johnson. Now to Emma Junk. Right side Klink. Give and go now to Johnson, and she'll put it up and through. Jamie Johnson was sixth in the game. 21-20. We're seesawing with 3:20 to go, second quarter. Back comes Utz for Effingham. Utz now tried to get it up. Puts it underneath to Colclaser, and Tatiana Colclaser puts it up and through. Colclaser was six. 22-21 Effingham. Here's Johnson, and we're going to get a foul here on Kelly Utz, and that's going to be her second. The seventh team foul whistled against the Lady Hearts. She ran right into Johnson as Johnson was starting that drive down the paint.
Very impressed by Haley Jamerson for Effingham. Not only does she have the 12 points, she already has 8 rebounds in the game. She's listed at 5'6", but she's so active, she seems bigger than that. She's out of the game right now, getting a well-deserved breather. She's causing a lot of problems for the Silver Streaks on both ends of the floor. She's a great defender as well.
Johnson was 6 in the game. This one's going to drop off, and she missed it. Rebound, Colclaser. Colclaser comes back up for Effingham. Ahead now to Zarrison. Zarrison on the left baseline. Popped it back out to Colclaser. She lost it. Picked up by Sibley. Here come the streaks left to right. Sibley all the way down court. She'll stop. Gets it out to Boyer. She'll take the three. No good. The rebound, Diggins. Diggins puts it up. No good. Whoa, could have been a foul there. And Evan Massey is up clapping his hands, wondering where that foul is. Going to be Galesburg's ball. The ball went out of bounds. Streaks a trail in the game, 22-21. We're going to have Haley Jamerson come back into the game now for Effingham, and Kelly Utz will go out. It'll be Galesburg's ball triggered in by Boyer into Rodriguez. She'll take the three-pointer. Yes! Mickey Rodriguez with the three. She has five. 24-22 streaks with 2:35 to go, second quarter. Over the timeline now comes Jamerson. Jamerson on the drive to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound Hamilton for Galesburg. Hamilton tried to get it to Boyer, but it was stolen by Colclaser. And Colclaser puts the jumper up from the baseline. She has 6 points in the second quarter, 8 in the game. We're tied at 24. Back comes Boyer, and Boyer's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be called against Effingham's Bailey Pals, her first. That's the 8th team foul against the Lady Hearts. Send Bailey Boyer to the line. She's going to get two. The 5'6 junior who's played for Galesburg and started since she was a freshman. Boyer's free throw on the way. She missed it. Substitutions for Galesburg. Lieber's going to come back in. Junk, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson. Boyer stays at the free throw line. Klink will replace her if she makes this one. 24 all. 2:17 to go here in the second quarter. Bailey Boyer makes the second. And we'll get Boyer out and Klink in. Full court pressure by the Strakes. Triggered in the backcourt to Colclaser. She gets the ball ahead to Zarrison. Zarrison comes all the way down court. She'll hold up right side and traveled with the ball.
15 turnovers in the game now for the Effingham Lady Hearts.
I see Courtney Utz, Kelly's sister, into the game as well for Effingham. Here's Klink now on the left side. Page holds the ball, still has it, hands it off to Jamie Johnson. Johnson the dribble around the three-point perimeter, now in the left corner to Megan Young. Young dribbles out, takes the three-pointer, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Emma Junk, right baseline. She tried to get it out to Lieber. It was over her head, but picked up by Klink. Galesburg still with the ball in the front court. Left side now to Lieber. Lieber on the baseline. She'll dribble inside, gets it back out to Johnson. Johnson now, the baseline drive, right side, left side rather. She puts it up, no good, and the rebound this time pulled out of there by Haley Jamerson. In the backcourt now to Zarrison. Now ahead over the timeline, Bailey Pals. Pals now comes down to Colclaser. Wide open 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Pals right back up, no. But we'll get a foul in the lane against Galesburg.
Again, offensive rebounding hurts the Silver Streaks. They started to pick it up on this end with three offensive opportunities. Down here, though, again, failing to box out as the Silver Streaks still doing some chasing defensively has got them out of position for the rebounds.
Bailey Powell's a 5'5 junior at the free throw line, and it's good. Foul was on Megan Young, her second. 11th team foul against the Streaks. Here comes Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Rainey Sibley, along with Myra Diggins and Sadie Hamilton into the game for Galesburg. One more free throw for Bailey Pals. The 5'5 junior eyes it, and this baby is perfect. She has 2 points on the game. Makes it 26-25 Effingham. What a ball game. Sadie Hamilton now up top. Bounce pass to Diggins underneath. Myra puts it up and through. Myra Diggins with 6 second quarter points. Makes it 27-26 Streaks. Now the ball was knocked against the Effingham player who had not yet come back in bounds, and they'll say it's Effingham's ball underneath the Galesburg basket. Kelly Utz is going to come back in. Bailey Pals out for the Lady Hearts. Comes into Cole Glazer. She's had a nice game too. Cole Glazer comes down all the way down court, and now she has the ball. Oh, it looked like it bounced off her own left foot, but they say it went off a Streaks player, and Massey's up wondering about that one. It'll be triggered in by Cole Glazer now underneath Effingham's basket. Comes in at the foul line. Got the ball in to Jamerson, who takes the shot, no good. Pulled out of the air now by Sadie Hamilton. Outlet pass to Boyer. Ahead now into the front court. It's going to be stolen. They tried to get it to Diggins, and Zarrison gets it back for the Lady Hearts. Here comes Effingham. Kelly Utz now. Double teamed out at center court. Utz still with the ball. Triggers it down, gets it down to her sister, Courtney, but it's stolen away by Hamilton. Galesburg has it back with 40 seconds to go. Second quarter. The Streaks trail by one, or I should say lead by one. Now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer has it between the circles to Hamilton. Left side. Here's Sibley with the three-pointer. No. The rebound underneath pulled out by Hamilton. And we'll get a jump ball as Hamilton is going to be tied up.
Ooh. Sadie Hamilton has had a terrific minute and a half with a terrific look down to Myra Diggins. The second time that those two have exchanged the ball for an easy layup for Myra. A difficult rebound that she pulls down here. She rebounds the miss down here with the tie-up. She gets a steal down here. Sadie has really had a nice 90-second play here.
We have 25 seconds to go. Effingham's ball in the backcourt. Pals gets it ahead now to Cole Glazer. Cole Glazer down against Johnson. Tried to get it underneath to Jamerson. It was knocked out of bounds by Galesburg. It'll be Effingham's ball. This Tatiana Cole Glazer is a player too, Brad.
Good you job by Jessica Lieber to get back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you mentioned Jamerson before, but Cole Glazer, a great player too for the Lady Hearts of Effingham. It'll be triggered in by Sam Zarrison. Zarrison gets it into Jamerson. Jamerson in the paint now gets it right side to Zarrison. Back to Jamerson. She'll drive inside, puts it up and through. Jamerson with a huge first half. Now stolen away by Cole Glazer. Cole Glazer steals it away. Underneath gets it to Kelly Utz. And Utz will put it up and through. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Effingham 30. Galesburg 27. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your broker out of touch? If you're wondering about the status of your brokerage account, maybe now is a good time to turn to your local Edward Jones financial advisor, Dan Butler. At Edward Jones, you get personal, confidential, one-on-one service from a financial advisor who can help you with all your financial needs. Transferring your account is easy. For more information, stop by Dan Butler's office at the corner of Henderson and Fremont Street and make an appointment today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If we don't make changes now, we could potentially lose a glyphosate system. And I don't think there's any farmer out there that wants to give up his glyphosate. So when it comes to managing weed resistance, Mershman Seeds has solutions. And that solution is LibriLink soybeans with Ignite herbicide.
Joe Mershman, president of Mershman Seeds, your friend in the field.
Weed resistance is already established in the Mid-South and moving north. I've seen weed resistance firsthand, and believe me, you do not want it on your farm. It's going to cost you money if you don't take action now. That's why Mershman Seeds is offering LibriLink soybeans with Ignite herbicide. When it comes to yield potential, LibriLink soybeans have no yield drag. We've tested it and proven it. By rotating to Mershman LibriLink soybeans and using Ignite herbicide, you can stop weed resistance in its tracks.
Find out how you can qualify for free replant in 2011 and treat yourself to more yield with Mershman Seeds, your friend in the field. Go to MershmanSeeds.com or call 800-848-SEED.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it. Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, Letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports. Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Jim Wyman, Brad Benowitz back with you. WGIL in Galesburg, glad to have you with us. Girls basketball, boy oh boy, Brad, that end of that quarter, it was all Effingham. The Streaks down by three at the half, trailing 30-27 as they were outscored 15-14 in the second quarter by the Lady Hearts. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Effingham, Haley Jamerson with 14 points for the Lady Hearts, 8 points for Tatiana Colclasier, 4 points in the first half for Kelly Utz. Carly Earlywine and Bailey Pals have 2. For the Silver Streaks, they're led in scoring by Jamie Johnson along with Myra Diggins, both with 6. Mickey Rodriguez has 5. Jessica Howard just with a 3-pointer. She has 3 points. That was in the first quarter. Emma Junk with 4 points. 2 points in the first half for Sadie Hamilton. 1 point for Bailey Boyer. Streaks in some foul trouble. Jessica Howard and Ty Peachy each with 3. For Effingham, 2 fouls for Kelly Utz. Carly Earlywine for 2. They were never really in foul trouble in the half. We mentioned it was 15-13 at the end of the first quarter, and at the half, 30-27. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the ball. Let's go over to Brad Benowitz.
Better job rebounding the ball in the second quarter for the Silver Streaks. 15 rebounds in the second period compared to 10 for Effingham. Lady Hearts still lead the rebounding battle at the half, 28-21 now. Shooting better for Effingham, but still not great. 10 of 27 in the first half for 37%. The Silver Streaks, meanwhile, got 5 more shots off thanks to better rebounding in the second quarter than they did in the first quarter, but still shooting only 27%, 9 of 33 for the first half, and 2 of 20 from three-point range. Thankfully, Galesburg shooting well from the free throw line at 7 of 9. Effingham also 7 of 9 from the free throw line. And they've made only 4 three-point attempts and knocked down 1 of those. So 1 of 4 from the three-point range for Effingham. Turnovers, partially what's keeping Galesburg in the game right now. They forced 16 Effingham turnovers compared to 9 for Galesburg. But the 2 costliest for the Silver Streaks were right at the end of the second quarter when they were up by a point late in the second quarter. A couple of costly turnovers got Effingham those last couple of baskets and lead by 3. We had 8 lead changes in the second quarter, 10 for the game, and we've been tied 4 times. But right now, unfortunately, for Galesburg at the half, down by 3.
You know, Brad, you mentioned about driving the basket, and we saw both Sadie Hamilton and Jamie Johnson do it. Myra Diggins also with a nice inside game in the first half. When the three-point shot is not falling for you, and they're getting challenged on that three-point shot, Howard had 2 or 3 of her three-pointers blocked. They've got to go inside with that ball and see what they can do.
They've had 5 blocked shots on the perimeter, 2 on Jessica Howard, 1 on Jamie Johnson, 2 on Jessica Lieber that I can remember as well. So clearly they're defending the perimeter much better than they are on the inside, and I've been watching the lane. There's been a lot of open space in the lane if the Streaks can just find it and attack it a little bit more, because right now the shots aren't falling from the outside. Not to say that that won't turn around, because we've seen this team bury threes in a flurry before. But 2 of 20 in the first half, got to look in more on the inside to open up the outside for them.
Streaks trail 30-27 at the half. I drove down in a 2010 silver Nissan Altima from Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. This is the year-end sale event at Galesburg Nissan, so stop in there. Well, we'll be down here till Wednesday. Stop in Thursday or Friday and talk to Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, any of the people at Galesburg Nissan. These cars are all on special now, and I've driven an Accord, I've driven a Camry, and I've never driven a car that rides better than this Nissan Altima. Just a lovely, lovely car. Our halftime stats and coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no time more fitting to say thank you and to wish you a happy holiday and a new year full of health, happiness, and prosperity than right now. This is Andy Fleischer of Crop Production Services. Gary, Dustin, Kevin, Kurt, Samantha, and myself have enjoyed working with you this year and look forward to 2011. Wishing you a happy holiday season from all of us at CPS.
Happy holidays from CPS.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Call. Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Traditions can be comforting in the loss of a loved one.
Our family always gathers together.
It's a time to reflect, a time of appreciation.
Call on us for personalized service and a tradition of caring. We offer a full range of services to make the moment a special one, as we have for so many families for generations. Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Directors, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Becoming sunny today with a high of 26. Clear tonight, low of 12. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 29. Partly sunny Wednesday, high of 35. Fog and a chance of rain Thursday, high of 42. Friday, rain and fog and a high up to 52. And the New Year's Day, much colder, temperature around 29. Currently, it's 22 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime. news@wgil.com.
Jim Wyman, Brad Benowitz back with you. It's 30-27 in favor of Effingham. We have the Galesburg boys coming up immediately following this one, as they'll also be playing Effingham. Earlier today, Paris beat Rantoul in girls basketball 58-16, and in boys basketball, Mattoon over Rantoul 65-63. Galesburg's going to come out with their original starting five, Mickey Rodriguez, along with Jamie Jansen, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Megan Young. Original starting five as well for Effingham. Galesburg on the attack, right to left, comes into Howard. Howard now has it top of the key to Peachy on the right side. Ty Peachy playing with three fouls. Peachy now on the dribble, near side to Jansen. Let's see what Galesburg decides to do. They trail by three. Peachy now holding the ball up over her head. Now to Rodriguez, who fakes the three. Back out to Howard. Now to Peachy. Peachy now comes around the three-point circle. Gets it to Rodriguez. Galesburg very deliberate. And now stolen away by Colclaser on a bad pass from Howard. Colclaser all the way down court. Puts it up. No, she missed the easy one. The rebound, though, right back up by Kelly Utz and through. Utz now with 6 points in the game. Makes it 32-27 Effingham. Top of the key, Johnson. Now to Rodriguez. She'll take the three-pointer. No good. Rebound Peachy, but Peachy stepped on the baseline and turns it over. It'll be Effingham ball. Here comes the line change. Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, and Myra Diggins in for the Streaks as Massey sits his starting five down and is talking to him. Full court pressure by Galesburg. In the backcourt, this is Carly Earlywine. Now to Colclaser, stolen by Howard. Howard now put it up underneath, and it's going to drop and go through. Jessica Howard with 5 points in the game. Makes it 32-29 Effingham. Now stolen by Bailey Boyer, the streaks on the full court press. To Clink, she'll take the three, in and out, no good. The rebound comes right back to Clink, high right side. Now to Howard. Howard fakes the three-pointer. Two girls on her. Back out to Bailey Boyer, who backs up at center court. Boyer now comes right side to Howard. Howard guarded by Kelly Utz. It's been that way all game. Back to Howard right side. She'll drive the baseline. Howard now bounce pass back out to Bailey Boyer. Goes off of her, out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Effingham. They say it went off of Bailey Boyer, and Massey is arguing this call.
Well, it happened right in front of him. From our perspective on the opposite side of the court here in the half court, it sure looked like Effingham knocked it out of bounds. It happened right in front of Coach Evan Massey. And he's questioning it and still has his eyebrows raised in surprise.
So it's going to go Effingham. Effingham, so Galesburg turns it over. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Ahead now to Zarrison. Zarrison gets it over the timeline. Now to Earlywine. Right side to Colclasure. Colclasure back up top. Here's a three-pointer by Zarrison. Off the glass and through. Sam Zarrison's first basket of the ball game. Makes it 35-29. Now Lieber takes the three-pointer, no good. And we're going to get a push underneath as Emma Junk came down with the rebound. Apparently no foul. They say it went off of an Effingham player. Junk had her hand on it. It was knocked away from her. Peachy will trigger it in underneath the streaks basket to Lieber. Lieber drives the baseline. Gets down underneath. Now throws it out to Johnson. Jamie from the corner with the three, no good. The rebound's going to come back out to Jessica Lieber. Lieber right side to Peachy. Peachy holds the ball up over her head. Tipped away and stolen by Kelly Utt. Utz comes back down court. Left-handed layup up and through. Kelly Utz now with 8 points in the game. 37-29, Effingham's biggest lead. Now back comes Lieber. She'll put it up, but she's going to travel with the ball. Ooh, so like she was bumped, but the travel came first, according to the official.
Four turnovers already on the Silver Streaks here in this third quarter. We've played only 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
A little bit different officiating than we're used to. It'll be triggered inbounds now by Zarrison. Galesburg needs a stop here badly. They trail by 8 points. Into the front court. Down to Kelly Utz. Her shot blocked by Hamilton. Rebound, though, put back up by Bailey Pals, who came in. Now it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to give it to the Streaks. They say it went off Effingham. Boy, Galesburg needs to get something going. One basket so far in the second half by Jessica Howard. They have a three-point. Effingham has a three-pointer and two twos. Here's Bailey Boyer now to Sadie Hamilton. Now to Rodriguez. She'll take the three-pointer in front of us, and it's good. Mickey Rodriguez with her second three of the game. She has 8 points, 37-32. And now we're going to get a foul called on Rodriguez as she reached in on Kelly Utz, and that'll be Mickey's first foul, the first team foul on the Streaks here in the second half.
Again, five of Galesburg's shots here in the third quarter, all coming from behind the arc. One of five shooting those three-pointers. Only 3 of 25 for the game, so halftime has not improved the shooting percentage.
It'll be triggered inbounds now by Earlywine. It's stolen by Bailey Boyer on the inbounds pass. Out to Rodriguez. Rodriguez tried to get the three, now to Hamilton. Hamilton in the paint, puts it up and through. Sadie Hamilton has four. 37-34 now. As the Streaks narrow that 8-point lead down to three, we'll get a line change for Galesburg. Myra Diggins, Paige Clink, along with Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Emma Junk come in for the Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Triggered in by Earlywine now to Kelly Utz. Utz dribbles around Lieber into the front court. Gets it to Pals. Pals with the off-balance shot, no good. The rebound's off of Junk, picked up by Lieber. Here comes Galesburg. Into the front court comes Clink. Left side now to Sibley. Sibley couldn't control the pass. The ball bounced out of bounds. It'll be Effingham's ball. Galesburg will put the full court pressure on. We'll get a substitution for Effingham. Tatiana Colclasure is going to come back into the game. Kelly Utz will go out. Also for Effingham, another substitution as Haley Jamerson is going to go out of the game. And Carly Earlywine will come back in. Effingham's ball here comes into Colclasure in the backcourt. Gets it ahead now to Madeline Totten, who's come in, to Pals. Pals all the way down court, and we're going to get an offensive foul call against Bailey Pals, her second. first team foul as she went right into Myra Diggins.
I've been waiting all game for somebody for the Silver Streaks to hold their defensive position because Effingham, the whole game, has done a very good job of breaking the Streaks' press. Once they get it to half court, they were shaky very early in the first quarter, but since that point, they've done a nice job, and Myra did a good job to hold her defensive position and force the turnover.
Coach Jeff Schaefer of Effingham has taken off the backcourt pressure. Streaks in the front court, give and go. Peachy to Johnson, and Jamie Johnson puts it up and throws. She has 8 points, 37-36. The Streaks trail by one. Colclasure double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets it ahead now to Earlywine. Earlywine over the timeline. Now on the right side to Colclasure, to Pals. Pals with a bounce pass down on the right side. Got the ball down to Totten. It was tipped away, and now it's going to be stolen by Galesburg. Picked up by Peachy. Now Johnson to Peachy, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Carly Earlywine. That'll be her third, the second team foul whistled against Effingham. Oh, Galesburg with a chance to take the lead. Brad, they've come right back after being down by 8.
If I recall, Jeff Schaefer was looking back at that third-place game last year for his team. Finish the thought in a minute.
Here's Johnson in the paint. She'll put it up and through. Jamie Johnson right to the hoop. She has 10, and Galesburg takes the lead, 38-37. It was 30-27 Effingham at the half. Into the front court now comes Earlywine. Gets the ball down to Totten, and we'll get a whistle here and a timeout called by Effingham.
It's a 9-0 Galesburg run to regain this lead. They were down by 8, their biggest deficit, and now have scored the last 9 to retake the lead. But I was going to mention, Jeff Schaefer talked about that third place game last year where he mentioned the number of turnovers that Effingham had in that game and saying, well, we certainly hope to do a better job handling the ball here today. Well, 21 turnovers, and we still have 3:43 to go in the third quarter. So lots of turnovers in the game. They're averaging at this point about 8 a quarter, which would be 32 for the game. That's 1 a minute. And if anything, that's what's keeping Galesburg in the game right now, as poorly as they are shooting.
Our broadcast brought to you by OSF St. Mary's Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. It's going to be Effingham's ball. It'll be triggered inbounds by Earlywine. She comes into Pals. Pals with the jump shot off the glass and through. Bailey Pals has 4 in the game, 39-38. Lady Hearts. Here comes Boyer now for Galesburg, right to left. To Sadie Hamilton. Left side now to Lieber. Lieber baseline drive right to the hoop. Puts it up no good. Rebound tipped around and pulled out by Utz of Effingham. Kelly Utz now double teamed in the backcourt. Got it to Pals. Pals is going to be fouled by Lieber as Lieber was all over her right here in front of us in the backcourt. That'll be Jessica Lieber's first second team foul in the second half on the Streaks. Here's Jamerson coming back in for Effingham, and Bailey Pals will go out. Jamerson, 5'6", senior. Pals, the 5'5", junior. Full court pressure now by Galesburg. Comes into Earlywine. Earlywine to Tatiana Colclasure for the Lady Hearts. Colclasure guarded by Diggins and Lieber in the backcourt. Gets it ahead now to Jamerson, now to Kelly Utz. Utz picked up by Diggins as she hits the three-point line. Now drives the paint, puts it up no good. Colclasure, though, holds it out of the air and puts it up and through. Tatiana Colclasure with 10 points makes it 41-38 Effingham. Now Galesburg in the front court. Sadie Hamilton drives the hoop, puts it up no good. Rebound Diggins. Diggins right back up and through. Myra Diggins with the offensive rebound and the basket. She has 8 points. 41-40, Effingham by 1. Here comes Kelly Utz all the way down on the dribble. Now shovels off to Jamerson. She'll put it up and through. Haley Jamerson with 16 points makes it 43-40 Lady Hearts. Bailey Boyer now for Galesburg to Hamilton. Hamilton at center court looking. Now left side Lieber. Lieber wanted the three, won't take it. Now gets a pick from Hamilton. Will drive the baseline right to the basket. Puts it up and through. Nifty move by Jessica Lieber. Her first basket of the ball game. 43-42 Effingham by 1. Here comes Kelly Utz now for the Lady Hearts. Utz now ahead left side to Jamerson. She'll take the 12-footer, no good. Rebound Bailey Boyer for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Klink. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Paige Klink stops. She's going to take the three-pointer. Yes! Oh, the Silver Streaks. Paige Klink with her first three of the game. 45-43 Galesburg. Back comes Utz. Utz all the way down, puts it up no good. Rebound Colclasure, but she's tied up by Sadie Hamilton. We've got a held ball. It'll be Effingham's ball on the alternating possession.
Take a breath there, Jim. Minute 44 to go. Streaks have a nice little run going here, down by 8 earlier. Seemed like just a couple minutes ago, 37-29. They've outscored Effingham 16-6.
Here's the inbound pass, comes in to Zarrison, who puts the shot up no good. Ball comes back out on the rebound. Now Colclaser with the three, and she nails it. Tatiana Colclaser with the three-pointer. She has 13, 46, 45 Effingham. What a game. And Johnson's going to be called on the travel as she was top of the key and wanted to drive the lane. Back and forth all game between these two teams. Wow, what a game.
14 lead changes now to go along with four ties.
Comes in now to Jamerson. Jamerson all the way down against Johnson. Puts it up no good. And we're going to get a bump here as Ty Peachy went right into the back of Effingham's Courtney Utz, Kelly's sister. That'll be Peachy's fourth personal foul, the third team foul against the Silver Streaks. Comes in now, baseline shot by Colclaser, no good. Ball batted around, Jamerson pulls it down. Now it's blocked inside by Emma Junk, picked up by Johnson. Now to Peachy, right side to Howard. Howard now, left-handed dribble into the lane. Back out now to Jamie Johnson, to Peachy, who's playing with four fouls. Peachy now on the drive. She'll take the shot, good. Peachy, right down the paint, puts it up and through her first basket of the game. 47-46 Streaks. Back now comes Kelly Utz. Utz all the way down on the dribble. Johnson gets there but too late, and Kelly Utz puts it up and through. Utz with 10. 48-47 Effingham. Now down to Emma Junk. Back out to Sibley. Sibley with the 18-foot jumper. No. The rebound underneath. Controlled by Peachy. She puts it back up. No. The rebound Johnson to Howard with the three. No. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Junk. She can't control. Picked up by Colclaser of Effingham. Outlet pass now to Jamerson. Now almost tipped away by Sibley in the backcourt now. This is Zarrison. And now we're going to get a whistle. Timeout called. We'll get a full timeout with 18.5 to go in the third quarter. It's Effingham 48, Galesburg 47. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Brad Benowitz, WGIL. Don't forget the boys coming up.
Spin this winner.
The boys will be coming up here following this game. It'll be Galesburg against the Effingham boys. 48-47, Lady Hearts. It'll be Effingham's ball at center court. Triggered inbounds now to Sam Zarrison. Zarrison with the dribble. She comes over the timeline guarded by Sadie Hamilton. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Back out now to Kelly Utz. Utz guarded by Howard. Gets a pick, drives the left side. Now looks, come back outside to her sister Courtney. Courtney now got it off to Kelly. Kelly takes the shot at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Effingham 48, Galesburg 47. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every pooch on the block following me around. Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL congratulates Maggie Stewart of Abingdon, winner of the gift basket of Christmas from Garden Gate Florist, Greenhouse, and Gifts. Congratulations from WGIL.
Galesburg's ball to start the fourth quarter. Here's Mickey Rodriguez with a three-pointer. No good. The rebound underneath Cole Clazier for Effingham. 48-47 Effingham on the attack. Left to right. Ahead now to Jamerson. Underneath, she'll put it up right over Johnson. And it's through. Haley Jamerson now with 18 points in the game. 50-47 Effingham.
Back to Megan Young for the
Megan
easy layup.
Megan Young gets the layup. Megan Young's first basket of the game, 50-49, as the Streaks come right back and score. And now we're going to have Kelly Utz, as she was bodied up by Young and went out of bounds. And so Galesburg forces the turnover, and the Streaks will have it back.
Young and Jessica Howard rode her right along the baseline, gave her absolutely nowhere to go, and her balance eventually took her out of bounds for the turnover.
Here comes Boyer now for the Silver Streaks, moving right to left. Cross-court pass now to Klink, to Howard in the corner. Fakes the three, drives inside, puts it up and through. Nice running jumper by Jessica Howard. Howard with seven. 51-50 Galesburg with 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. Now to Kelly Utz in the backcourt. Utz over the still not over the timeline. Double team, still not over the timeline. Where's the 10? And now we will know when they're going to get a foul on Diggins. Boy, where's the 10? Massey wants a travel. I want a 10, and instead we're going to get a foul. Foul's going to be called against Myra Diggins, her first. That's a fourth team foul whistled against the Streaks. It'll be Tatiana Colclasure triggering it in for Effingham right here in front of us against Paige Klink. She comes in now in the backcourt to Zarrison, back to Colclasure. Now to Kelly Utz. Utz, right-handed dribble to Jamerson. Jamerson on the drive to the hoop, puts it up no good. The rebound fought for in the lane, still fought for, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll be Effingham's ball again as Diggins on the floor along with Carly Earlywine.
Boy, they completely bent Sadie Hamilton backwards on that rebound. She was in position, but Jamerson got it from the backside, got a hand on the ball, and Sadie just went to her knees as she was falling backwards, did everything she could to hang on to that ball.
Cole Clazier gets the ball in now to Jamerson. Jamerson, one dribble, back out to Zarrison. Now here's the three-pointer right side, Cole Clazier. Air ball pulled out of the air by Jamie Johnson. Back come the Streaks right to left. Here's Peachy all the way down court, tried to get a bounce pass to Junk. Junk was tied up, and now we're going to get a travel called against Galesburg. And the Galesburg bench is screaming about this one. Mike Rux just hollering and moaning about that call. They wanted a jump ball, which would have been Galesburg's ball. Instead, Galesburg turns it over. Comes into Earlywine. A Hayden out of Jamerson. Jamerson on the drive to the basket. Puts it up and through. Haley Jamerson has 20. 52-51 in favor now of Effingham. And now Lieber will come down. She's going to be fouled. And the basket, it looks like it's going to count. Nice drive to the basket by Jessica Lieber. Lieber's third and fourth points of the game. She's going to go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called against Haley Jamerson, her second, the third team foul. Excuse me, Brad.
My fault. That's the 19th lead change in this game to go along with four ties.
And Lever's going to convert the three-point play. Give Galesburg a two-point lead at 54-52. With 6:05 to go, Howard comes in, Lieber goes out. Triggered in the backcourt against the full court pressure. Kelly Utz now gets a pick from Earlywine. Now the give and go to Earlywine, still in the backcourt, dribbling right here in front of us. Carly Earlywine looking, gets it on the right side. This is Zarrison inside. She'll put it up no good. The rebound, Jamerson, right back up and through. Haley Jamerson with the offensive rebound in the hoop. She has 22, back down to Young. Young's going to put it up. It's knocked away from her by Sam Zarrison out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. We'll get the line change for the Streaks.
How about Haley Jamerson with 22 points on the game and 11 rebounds now.
Comes into Diggins, Galesburg in the front court. Now to Rainey Sibley. Ball tipped away from her. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll still be Streaks' ball.
Quick hands by Kelly Utz, reaching in sophomore on sophomore. They're playing the point.
Diggins will throw it in, gets it into Paige Klink right here in front of us. Klink will dribble between the circles back out to Diggins. Now to Emma Junk. junk on the right side to Paige Klink. Now the wide open three for Lieber. Around, no good. Ball tipped up, fought for, and we're going to get a foul called inside. It's going to go against Junk, I think.
Yep, over the back.
So Emma Junk with her first. That'll be the fifth team foul against the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Kelly Utz is going to go out. Her sister Courtney Utz, a 5'5 sophomore, comes in for Effingham. It'll be triggered inbounds by Earlywine. Earlywine comes in the backcourt to Utz. Now to Pals. Pals almost lost it but saved it. Now it's going to be saved inbounds but picked up by Diggins. Galesburg has it on the turnover. Ahead now to Lieber. Lieber on the right side for Galesburg. Back up top to Klink. Wide open three-pointer. Yes! Paige Klink hits her second three of the game. 57-54 Galesburg. 5 minutes to go here in the game.
Would you believe that's their biggest lead?
Biggest lead in the game. Now on the drive inside, push off Jamerson, and Jamerson went right into Diggins. No whistle, puts it up and through. She has 8 points in the fourth quarter, and now Galesburg's going to turn it over as Lieber was unable to control in front of the bench.
Haley Jamerson with 9 points in the first quarter, 8 points here in the fourth quarter. So she is a big team leader. She gets her team off to a great start, and she's keeping them in the game right now offensively.
57-56 Silver Streaks. In the backcourt now. This is Kelly Utz, who's come back into the game for the Lady Hearts. Stolen by Howard. Howard now on the drive against Utz. All the way down, puts it up and through. Jessica Howard now with 9 points in the game. 59-56 Galesburg. 4:29 to go in the game. Kelly Utz for Effingham. Into the front court on the dribble. On the left side, ball's going to go out of bounds. Which way? They're going to give it to the Lady Hearts.
Jamie Johnson poked it away from behind. Nice job to break up the Effingham transition.
Here comes Cole Clazier back into the game for the Lady Hearts. Haley Jamerson goes out for Effingham. Boy, what a game. What a team. It'll be triggered inbounds by Earlywine. Still looking. Now comes into Utz. To Cole Clazier. Cole Clazier guarded by Rodriguez. Now double teamed by Rodriguez and Howard. Gets it to Utz. Utz on the left side to Pals. Pals fakes a shot against Howard. Instead out to Zarrison. Bounce pass now on the baseline. Here's Utz on the drive to the hoop. Puts it up and through. Kelly Utz has 12. 59-58, streaks by one. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Peachy holds up in front of us. Now to Howard. They give Howard Johnson the wide open three, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Zarrison. Zarrison holds up double team, and now she's going to lose the ball, and we're going to get a foul on Peachy, and that's her fifth.
Well, the Streaks have picked it up defensively.
So Ty Peachy is fouled out of the ball game with 3:48 to go.
But that's the cost of the more aggressive defense at times. Going for the turnovers, reaching for the ball, slapping at every opportunity with that full court pressure. That's a big loss for the Silver Streaks.
Galesburg leads by one with 3:48 to go in the game. Effingham ball. Zarrison's going to throw it in, tipped away by Diggins on the inbound, but pulled down by Kelly Utz. Back to Zarrison. Zarrison on the dribble, right down the paint against Hamilton. Puts it up, no good. Rebound Myra Diggins. Diggins tried to get the outlet to Klink. It was intercepted by Effingham. Now back out to Cole Clazier. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound goes on the floor. Picked up by Effingham again. Now finally picked up by Hamilton, who gets it to Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Ahead now to Lieber. She'll stop, take the three-pointer, good! Jessica Lieber with the three. Lieber now with 8 points in the game. 62-58 Silver Streaks. Back into the front court now, Jamerson. Jamerson puts it up, no good. Now the rebound, Myra Diggins, and we're going to get a foul called. Whistled against Effingham.
And credit Sadie Hamilton again, who was waiting there defensively, forced Jamerson to alter the shot just enough that she missed it, and then Myra pulls down the rebound.
Haley Jamerson's third foul. Fourth foul on the Lady Hearts. We're going to get a timeout called by Effingham. Full timeout with 3:06 to go here in the game. 62-58 Silver Streaks. This is Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg.
proud to bring you the action of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Brad Benowitz on WGIL. Glad you're with us. More basketball to come. The boys in Effingham will come up after this one. 62-58 our score in favor of the Streaks with 3 minutes, 6 seconds to go.
Streaks have picked it up offensively here in the fourth quarter, have now shot 6 of 10. They've been shooting much better in the second half overall. They're right at 50% for the third and fourth quarters.
Full court pressure by Effingham as Cole Clazier was able to tip away the inbounds pass from Johnson to Boyer. But it's going to be Galesburg's ball.
Boy, we were shielded from that one. I thought it went off Jamie Johnson's foot out of bounds.
I did too for a minute. Johnson now has it in the backcourt over the timeline. Boyer. Boyer now comes down in the lane, gets it to Rodriguez. She fakes the three. Now we'll take the three. No. The rebound, though, Johnson. Back out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now will dribble out at center court, reset the offense. Now to Jamie with 2:40 to go in the ballgame. Galesburg with a four-point lead to Young on the right side now to Bailey Boyer. Massey up coaching. Looks like he wants to run a little clock, Brad.
Now this might catch Effingham off guard, huh?
Bailey Boyer, now to Johnson. Johnson against Cole Clazier right here in front of us. Still on the dribble. Now looking, gets the ball to Rodriguez. She'll drive the basket. Tried to take the shot, but we're going to get a foul called against Sam Zarrison, who came in to cut Mickey off. Her second, the 15 foul.
Works out very well. Streaks spread the offense. They end up getting a baseline drive from Mickey Rodriguez and a couple of free throws. She's made both of her attempts here in this game. So a good player to have at the free throw line for the Silver Streaks with a four-point lead and 2:20 to go.
Mickey Rodriguez makes the first. She has 9 points in the ballgame. 3 for 3 from the line. Gives Galesburg a five-point lead, their biggest, 63-58. Sadie Hamilton in, Megan Young out. The Streaks have Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Paige Klink, and Jamie Johnson. Second on the way, Mickey makes this one. 10 points in the game for Mickey Rodriguez. 64-58 Silver Streaks. 2:20 to go in this one. What a game. Comes into Kelly Utz in the backcourt. Utz now in early wine. Bring it up for the Lady Hearts. Right side to Tatiana Colclaser. Now Kelly Utz. Utz now looking for Jamerson. Now on the right side, here's Colclaser. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound picked up by Klink on the baseline. She's going to be tied up. We'll have a held ball. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong to Galesburg.
Well, we were looking for a held ball called earlier on a Streaks offensive rebound. They didn't get it then. They got a travel call and turned it over. Streaks will gladly take it back on the alternating possession here because they hadn't changed hands all this time. And now it looks like we have a timeout.
The officials are talking it over. Massey and Mike Ruck standing out on the floor. Is it who took the timeout or where the ball is? It's Galesburg's ball. 30-second timeout is what they're calling. And I don't know, maybe it was a clarification on whether it was a 30 or a full timeout. Now they say it's a 30-second timeout. Don Lighty of Tutopolis, Toby Wilson of Paris, and Joe Lighting of Newton are our officials for our game here today. It's really a neat place to play because you see a little bit more, a little different officiating here than, say, you see in Galesburg or the Western Big Six, and really a lot different than we saw at Maine South up in Park Ridge.
Makes me think of years ago, back when the boys were still going to Collinsville for the holiday tournament, long before they started their about 15 or 16-year run in Bloomington Normal. It was the same kind of situation when the boys' teams went down to Collinsville. Saw very different officiating in the southern part of the state.
It'll be triggered in by Johnson in the backcourt. Full court pressure by Effingham. Into Hamilton, back to Jamie. 2 minutes exactly to go in the game. Over the timeline now to Hamilton. Hamilton gets it to Jamie. Jamie Johnson right in front of us on the dribble. Looking for help. Now gets it from Lieber. Jessica Lieber tried to get a bounce pass back out to Jamie Johnson. And the ball was knocked away by Carly Earlywine of Effingham. It'll be triggered inbounds by Johnson with a minute 49 to go in the game. 64-58 Silver Streaks into Lieber. Lieber now will bring it back out. Galesburg wants to run a little bit of a weave here, and now the coach, Jeff Schaefer of Effingham, screaming at his players. Now they get it top of the key to Hamilton, back to Johnson. Johnson now double-teamed at center court. She's bumped into twice, no whistle, and now we will get a whistle, and they'll get Carly Earlywine for this, her fourth, the sixth team foul, whistled against Effingham.
It's a track meet down here between Jessica Howard for the Silver Streaks and Haley Jamerson for Effingham. Jessica is running all over the court, and Jamerson is fighting through screens and fighting through screens, doing everything she can to keep up with her.
Massey looking for a clarification and gets one now from Toby Wilson of Paris about where the ball is going to be, and it's going to be in front of the Galesburg bench. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Fifth, or that was a sixth team foul, so Galesburg will shoot on the next one. Comes in now to Paige Klink. She's guarded by Cole Klaser. Back out now to Sadie Hamilton. Hamilton's going to get bumped by Sam Zarrison, her third, seventh team foul. And Sadie Hamilton will go to the free throw line for the Silver Streaks. Sadie today has not shot a free throw. She has 4 points in the ballgame.
Strategy seems pretty clear for Effingham. Down by two possessions here at best, trailing by six as the Streaks spread it out to go ahead and stop the clock and try to draw this game out a little bit.
Huge one in bonus. Here it is. And it's around and drops through. 65-58 Silver Streaks. Massey giving instructions to Klink and to Johnson, who are standing in the backcourt to our right. Sadie Hamilton with one more free throw. Here it is. Perfect. This one swishes. 6 points for Hamilton. 66-58 Galesburg. With a minute 21 to go in the ballgame. Here's Kelly Utz. Gets a pick from Earlywine. Can't hit her on the give and go. And now Howard is able to tie up Utz. And we're going to have a jump ball. And it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
So apparently the last, and maybe that's what the discussion was, Jim, on the last possession, on the alternating possession, because they didn't give it back to Galesburg. So maybe it was knocked out of bounds by Effingham. I don't know. That must have been what the discussion was, because on a held ball, the arrow still favors Galesburg.
That should have been Effingham's. Yes, you're right. Comes into Hamilton now. Minute 13 to go in the game. Now Johnson, full court pressure in the backcourt. To Sadie, to Jamie. Johnson now, left-handed dribble, comes over center court. Now to Lieber. Lieber holds up on the left side to Paige Klink. Klink, left-handed dribble, triple team. Back out to Jamie Johnson. Johnson now, looked almost like a push-off, and that's what Jeff Schaefer wanted. Didn't get it. Now to Hamilton, and we'll get a foul here.
Wow.
As Hamilton is fouled at center court. It looked like Johnson pushed off. She got the ball to Sadie. Sadie was triple teamed at center court, and she was fouled.
Fouled right away, as a matter of fact. So again, the strategy seems pretty clear from Coach Jeff Schaefer. Of anybody, he seems to want Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line, but she burned him the last time down with two free throws. This is the biggest lead for Galesburg in the game. Earlier, Effingham led by eight. That was the Flames, or the Flaming Hearts' biggest lead of the game. Galesburg's lead is a little better timed here.
Sadie Hamilton again with the shooter's roll. She's hit three in a row. 7 points in the game for the 5'8 junior. One more free throw for Galesburg, up by nine. 67-58 with 52 seconds to go. Second one is short. Rebound, though, picked up by Hamilton. She got her own rebound. Out to Klink, and Klink's going to be fouled right in front of us by Sam Zarrison, her fourth. That'll be the ninth team foul against the Lady Hearts.
Since we were tied at 54, the Silver Streaks have gone on a 13-4 run and now seem to have this game in control with 47 seconds to play.
Paige Klink's free throw is good. She has 7 points on the game now as she hits the first of the 1-1. Makes it 68-58, 10-point lead for the Streaks. Second in the air, goes around and drops through. Oh, what a fourth quarter for Galesburg. 69-58 Silver Streaks. Here comes Kelly Utz now into the front court. Stops, top of the key, spins. Gets the ball now on the right side. Here's Jamerson, who's been quiet in the fourth with the three-pointer no good. The rebound, Sadie Hamilton. It looks like she's going to be bumped by Cole Klaser, and Galesburg's going to go back to the line. Nope, they'll get Utz for the foul, her third, 10th team foul. So Sadie Hamilton will shoot two free throws. She's made three of four here in the fourth quarter for the Silver Streaks. Can up that lead to 12-13. It's 69-58 Silver Streaks right now.
Well, a shame that what was such a tight game all the way throughout. For those who weren't here, it's going to end up looking like a blowout.
Now, Massey would not agree with you on that.
Well, no, not at all, not by any means.
Hamilton's going to make them both. 9 points for Sadie Hamilton. 71-58. Kelly Utz all the way down, puts it up and through. Kelly Utz has 14. 23 seconds to go in the game. Comes down to Lieber. Lieber's going to hold up with the ball right here in front of us. Cross-court pass now. Gets the ball to Paige Klink. Klink on the right side to Howard. Howard now holds the ball. Comes back in front of us to Jamie Johnson. 9 seconds to go. The Silver Streaks are going to win this one. Comes to Howard, and the final score will read the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 71. And the Effingham Lady Hearts, 60. What a fourth quarter for the Silver Streaks as Galesburg, down at one point in the game by 8 points, comes back and has a phenomenal fourth quarter to win this game going away, 71-60. We'll come back with our post-game show in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Becoming sunny today with a high of 26. Clear tonight, low of 12. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 29. Partly sunny Wednesday, high of 35. Fog and a chance of rain Thursday, high of 42. Friday, rain and fog and a high up to 52. And the New Year's Day, much colder, temperature around 29. Currently, it's 22 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
We only have 10 minutes between games, so we're going to have to do an abbreviated postgame show here today. News is good from Lance Arena on the campus of Eastern Illinois University as the Galesburg girls have defeated Effingham 71-60. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Effingham, led in scoring by Haley Jamerson with 24 points, 14 for Kelly Utz, 13 points for Tatiana Colclasure, 4 points in the game for Bailey Pals, 3 for Sam Zarrison, 2 points in the game for Carly Earlywine. Our postgame final stats for the streaks brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Galesburg was led in scoring today by two players, Mickey Rodriguez and Jamie Johnson, who had 10 points apiece. 9 points in the game for Jessica Howard. 9 points also for Sadie Hamilton, who had a huge fourth quarter. She in the fourth quarter was 5 of 6 from the free throw line to ice this win for the Silver Streaks. 8 points in the game for Paige Klink, who also had a huge fourth quarter with a three-pointer and two free throws. 8 points in the game for Jessica Lieber, who also had a huge fourth quarter with a three, a deuce, and a free throw for the Silver Streaks. 8 points in the game for Myra Diggins, who was a force inside for Galesburg. 4 points in the game for Emma Junk. 2 points in the game for Ty Peachy, who fouled out of the game for Galesburg. Bailey Boyer had 1 point in the game for Galesburg. It was 15-13 Effingham at the end of the first quarter. The Lady Hearts outscored Galesburg 15-14 in the second quarter to lead it 30-27 at the half. Galesburg won the second half, though. They outscored Effingham 20-18 in the third quarter to trail by one, 48-47 at the end of three. And then what a fourth quarter for Galesburg. They outscored Effingham 24-12 to win it going away, 71-6. That means Galesburg is now 11-3 on the season. The Silver Streaks will play twice tomorrow. They're going to play at 8:30 tomorrow morning against Paris, a team that was beaten earlier today by Rantoul, 58-16. And then they'll meet Mattoon tomorrow afternoon. Or I should say they'll meet Rantoul tomorrow afternoon, and that game will be at 4:30. So Paris in the morning at 8:30, and then they'll play Rantoul at 4:30. Brett?
We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll transition into Galesburg High School boys basketball. It's the same school matchup, as the Silver Streaks boys will also battle Effingham coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.